I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 11th. One person was stabbed during an altercation at Squaw Rock in Squantum late last night. Quincy police say a person suffered a non-life-threatening stab wound when a large group of people had gathered at about 11:30 last night. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and police responded and broke up the group, but further information is still unavailable. An unresponsive man pulled from the water off Nantasket Beach in Hall on Saturday, later died. Happened about noontime. State police said their marine unit and the Coast Guard were searching the water and beach after reports of a capsized boat. First responders found a man in the water and began performing CPR. Police confirmed that the victim had died. He has not been identified. The Coast Guard continued to search the water throughout the day to make sure that nobody else was on the boat when it flipped over. Police are still investigating what caused the boat to capsize. Witnesses say that the waves were about 3 to 4 feet tall. The victim's family said they were grieving and declined to comment. A Brockton man facing multiple charges after allegedly stealing a truck with two dogs inside of it last Thursday and then trying to resell the car a day later. 29-year-old Marcus Morse was charged with stealing the vehicle and animal cruelty. Weymouth police said last Thursday afternoon, officers responded to the McDonald's on Bridge Street on a report of a stolen truck. April Grindle says what was supposed to be a typical food delivery pickup turned into her worst nightmare when a suspect stole her 2011 Nissan Frontier with her two dogs, Sola and Go Pony, inside. Surveillance video shows a suspect, later identified as Morse, pacing back and forth near a dumpster before opening April's car door and then driving off. After filing a report with the Weymouth police, Grindle says she came across a Facebook Marketplace post with her car being auctioned off. On Friday, investigators used the online post to track Grindle's car to Manley Street in Brockton. Once there, police say they detained Morse and found the two French bulldogs still inside the hot vehicle. Both pups were checked by Brockton Animal Control and appeared to be in good condition. April reunited with both of her dogs outside the Weymouth police station, saying that she's happy they're safe and sound. Morse faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court. Police in Randolph seeking the public's assistance after two puppies were found abandoned last week, one in such poor condition that it had to be euthanized. Randolph police say they are investigating the incident of animal cruelty that involves two 11-week-old puppies, one male and one female. A passerby found the puppies thrown to the side along a pedestrian pathway between the Young Elementary School and Barbara Road in the early evening of August 1st. Police believe the puppies were abandoned on or before that day. The Good Samaritan notified the Randolph police of what she discovered. Puppies were taken to the VCA South Shore Weymouth Animal Hospital for emergency care. Shortly after arriving at the hospital, the male puppy had to be euthanized. The female is not for adoption at this time. Randolph police say it's currently seeking the public's help to identify whoever is responsible. Police believe the suspects are likely basement breeders of the mixed pups, possibly shepherd-hound mixes with a distinct black tail. While the puppies were abandoned in Randolph, police are asking nearby towns to pay attention as well. A homeowner in Pembroke awoke early yesterday to find a pickup truck crashed through his garage door. Happened at a home on Dwelly Street about 3:30 in the morning. Police said the black Dodge pickup truck was lodged into the home's garage door when they arrived on scene. The homeowner, Robert Sideropoulos, said he and his family were inside and asleep at the time when he heard a loud bang and the house shook. It appears the driver first struck a mailbox across the street, and then tire marks from there on the road lead right into the garage. Pembroke Fire says the driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Nobody in the house was hurt. Crash is still under investigation. Well, there is a new way to find out where traffic delays can be expected in Quincy. The city has unveiled an interactive map showing where and when construction is taking place and the potential for traffic delays. The map is available on the city's website, quincyma.gov. Map users can highlight any roadway to learn about ongoing projects and how they may impact the commute. The map is updated weekly on Fridays to show work for the following week. The city says the map will not show any emergency repairs or rapidly evolving conditions. Speaking of traffic, there is a traffic update this week. The intersection of Furnacebrook Parkway and Quarry Street in Quincy will be closed for repaving Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. Traffic patterns will be marked and a police detail will be on site. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce will be hosting their annual Taste of Quincy Tuesday from 5:30 to 8 at the Best Western Adams Inn in North Quincy. A wide variety of cuisine from many Quincy restaurants will be featured along with craft beer, wine, and spirits at a cash bar. The event will also include some live music. It is a lot easier for people in wheelchairs to use Mound Street Beach in Quincy Point. A Mobi mat has been installed that allows wheelchairs to roll across the sand. Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash worked with the city's Department of Natural Resources to install the new 5x50-foot mat. Funds from the former Beaches Commission were available to purchase the mat. Ash credited Margaret Milne for helping to secure funding for that project. Braintree Police, Fire, and Brewster Ambulance back on June 5th all responded to a medical emergency at the Planet Fitness on Granite Street. That's where John Pozerski was experiencing a seizure. Yesterday, Pozerski visited Braintree Fire Headquarters to thank the first responders who saved his life. During the incident, bystanders began administering CPR before the arrival of emergency personnel. Officers Diaz, Fahey, and Fasano took over resuscitation efforts upon arrival. Lieutenant Dan South, firefighter EMT Kellen Luce, and firefighter EMT Anthony Margetis deployed the chest compression system during the rescue. The reunion at Braintree Fire Headquarters yesterday was a heartfelt moment for Pozerski and his family, who brought bagels and coffee as a gesture of gratitude. Chief Viola and the Braintree Fire Department were thanked for hosting the meaningful event, underscoring the community's appreciation for the dedication of its emergency services. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 206 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 207, and the S&P is up 49. Shares also advanced in Asia today, a day ahead of President Trump's deadline for imposing higher tariffs on goods imported from China. Dollar slipped, the euro rose, and oil is at $63 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lost to the Padres in San Diego 6-2. They'll be in Houston tonight at 8:10 against the Astros. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 93 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 94. Sunny and hot on Wednesday, high of 92. Partly sunny and a high 90 on Thursday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind southwest at 5 knots, becomes southeast today, a high tide at 1:41 p.m. Sunrise 5:47, sets at 7:49. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 11th.